Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Sarah, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. Thank you, Simon. And you?
Me, other than a desperately serious case of man flu, I'll survive. Thanks.
And all that musical chairs that you're indulging in your studio, as to who's presenting when and where and chopping around and changing. I'm surprised you can keep up with it all.
Well, exactly. Who said I can? But what I do know, is you're going to talk to us. Really interesting, because the elections, results are in and counted. Mm. We know who's done what. The DA kind of lackluster, unimpressive performance is probably what it could be called. In your words, the DA put the cart before the horse and suffered for it. Talk to us about that.
Well, I'm not sure if the DA would agree with me, but essentially what the DA did is it's gradually been sort of sublimating, or shedding its classically liberal principles. And what it's come done, and to my mind, it conducted its campaign on a range of ideas. It could have been shoring up the borders, or it could have been jobs, or it could have been something else. But it never really honed in on anything. And I think part of the problem was that it sort of abandoned its principles, and that you actually need the principles in order to best communicate the message. And the sort of principles we're talking about, we saw it gradually happen, were the principles where you got the sense that, well, not got the sense that, the DA currently had attached itself to the ANC idea of what black economic empowerment is, and that is that race is a proxy for disadvantage. And what worries me about that is it's the most fundamental liberal idea, and that is that all people are equal. And yet there are still ways of dealing with people who suffer disadvantage without having recourse to race as the criterion by which to deal with. And the problem was that, you know, I don't know why people seem so wedded to the ANC's idea of what BEE should be. It's almost like a sort of religious writ that is what it is and it cannot be anything else. And everyone complains that it's no longer successful. It advantages an elite. It doesn't really help people who are poorest. And my feeling is that's absolutely true. And there are ways of doing that differently. But the DA seems to have abandoned it. It's like, you know, if the ANC says this, it's such a touchy area, we should stick with the ANC's version. And I think that was a lack of courage, and B, a lack of genuinely sticking to liberal principles. And it's that sort of thing that made it, I think, turned off a lot of voters. And I think they've completely misunderstood what it was that people were upset about. They keep talking about the sort of right moving over to Freedom Front Plus. But, you know, a lot of those people have been with the DA for many years. And I think between its position on BEE and its position, for example, that what I regarded as the disaster of the Schwarzer-Reinecker primary school, I think for a lot of more conservative white voters, they were fearful. They did not get the sense that the DA was going to support or protect them. And I think for the center and for the, let's call them the left of the DA voters, they got the sense that principles were no longer liberal. And we have with the DA, we've always had a very, very strong tradition of classical liberalism. Whatever else we've had that. And that there's no doubt there's slippage there. And I think the current leadership of the DA sees the DA as something else. And I think that genuine liberals are going to look for a different home. They may have to create a new one or join forces with another one. But if this is the route they're taking, then I think the era of the DA and its iterations and its previous iterations being a classically liberal party have probably passed.
You know, you listen to commentators on other radio stations, and it appears to me that liberalism has almost become a swear word in South Africa.
Mm. Well, I think what's happened is, the left, and here I'm talking about the ANC and the SSAP, I'm not even worried about the EFF, is in very strong sort of left propaganda terms, they've taken words and descriptions of liberalism, free markets, etc., and they've created a sense of the devil, of the hated, of this is the worst thing that can possibly happen. And the problem is that you have to be courageous and firm in your principles to turn around and say, That's absolutely nonsense. That's your narrative, but it's not the reality. This is what we mean. And as soon as you can spell it out, it makes sense. It's logical. They probably find that the vast majority of South Africans would actually, if they were asked to label themselves, would probably agree that they are, in fact, liberals, not communist, socialist, or right wing, or whatever it is, because it's common sense.
I hear you, but surely you can't be suggesting for 1 minute that race be factored out of the equation.
Let's put it this way: you don't have to factor race. Let me give you an example with Black Economic Empowerment. We at the Institute firmly believe that the real proxy for disadvantage is disadvantage. In other words, those people, a lot of it would be determined by a means test. And in the sense of a means test, okay, the vast majority of people who would have to benefit from any attempts to uplift them would in fact be black. And you would get away from the fact that Cyril Ramaphosa's children or Brian Molefe's children would receive some sort of undue advantage because they're in a position where they should be able to forge their own future. They don't need the advantage. However, millions of people still need uplifting, and there are very many ways of doing that. The number of people who are white who may benefit would be absolutely such a tiny fraction, it would be almost irrelevant.
Sarah Gon, as always, thank you for speaking to us. That was a really interesting discussion. Lots to unpack there. I maybe want to pick up some of those issues next week. Not sure I agree with all of them, but that'll make for an interesting discussion. Thank you, Sarah. Time has gone 13 minutes past 5.